It's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And my guest today, a friend of my daughter's, and my daughter, Jenna, says, "Dad, you've got to get Beth Hines in for an interview. She is really something." And Beth is from, you live in Godfrey.
That's right.
Yes. So welcome, Beth, to the show.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Yes. And the thing that about Beth is, evidently she was a very hard worker and pretty smart, because she retired when she was 47 years old. And how many years ago was that, Beth? Like two?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah, so that was that actually was 2 years ago. Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
And so where did you grow up, Beth?
So I have grown up all over the world. I was an Army brat.
Those Army brats.
I know. I'm a brat, and yes, it just worked out well for me. I was actually born in Korea. And lived in Germany, lived in Hawaii. We've just moved all over the world.
Yes.
And ended up back here around my late high school years after my dad retired from the military. And, you know, this is where they were originally from, Edwardsville and Bethalto. And so we ended up back living in Dorsey. And yeah, that's how I came back here. But no, I spent my whole life growing up all over the world.
So let's touch on that a little bit, because I think everything that happens in your life, regardless, you know, you do a job and you get, you know, you go to a school or you have an experience, you know, certain things, it all helps you grow to be the person you become. Yeah. So tell me about that growing up. What were you learning when you went from one school? For one thing, you learned how to adapt.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's kind of crazy, but tell me about it.
Yeah, adapting for sure. So many times I didn't want to leave where I was.
Yeah.
I had a whole new group of friends. I went to three different high schools, you know, so many different grade schools, of course. But I think I just learned to kind of put myself into every situation and find common ground and ways to talk to people. You know, the other thing that was kind of maybe a negative, but now is a positive, is I was just never happy with, you know, I was always looking for the next thing, you know, just because I was so used to shuffling around.
You were forced
to.
Yeah,
I was so shuffled around my younger years.
Now, were you going to school, military schools? I mean, schools on base?
No, actually, some of the time I did, but not all the time. So, you know, when I was in Korea, we left Korea when I was about two years old. Mm-hmm. We moved to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. So I was on an Army base there. I've lived in Peoria. I was not on an Army base there. Hawaii, I was lucky enough to go to a private school there, not on the military base. I've had kind of a mix of both. Where easy when you're on an Army base to fit in with people, because
right.
all the kids are the same and they're used to people coming and going all the time. But not being on an Army base is kind of like you have to find ways to fit in and find common ground with people.
Did you find yourself, you know, you're at one place, one school, you're there, and then Dad says, "Hey, we're packing up," and you're going, well, you do have a chance to recreate yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Rebrand yourself.
Did you have a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good point, because that's something I talk about even today. It's never too late to rebrand yourself. But in high school, I basically had to rebrand myself three times, you know?
And so the first time you go in and then you go, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. I think, you know, my first high school experience, I had a little bit, maybe lower self-esteem, a little bit, you know, and everybody starting out high school feels that way.
Yeah.
But when I moved to my second high school, I kind of came out a little bit more confident, and I had a completely different experience. It's definitely something that you get the opportunity.
School. Yeah, you walked in.
Yeah, look at me now, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a new sheriff in town.
That's right. Not quite, but you know, it's true. You just get the opportunity to kind of play with yourself, and it's not about like being somebody that you're not. It's just that you're growing every time. So. Yeah. I think it's a good thing.
Yes. How about college? Where'd you go?
College. I had two colleges. So like a lot of children, they are just anxious to move out of the house, go far away, do that whole thing when you graduate. Mm-hmm. So I did. I went to Eastern Illinois. That's where I started my freshman year. You know, it just for me, there was kind of something pulling me back to this area. So I came back and I went to SIU Edwardsville, and that's where I actually graduated from. Mm-hmm. And it was totally meant to be, because when I moved back to Edwardsville, moved back to the area, I actually met my husband in college in chemistry class.
Chemistry class? Was he, yes. Was he like looking over your shoulder, wanting to know what you were doing? trying to cheat on you?
Actually, it was kind of the other way around. So I have a degree in biology, and I was just kind of struggling on the chemistry side. You know, biology, I was good. Chemistry, it was a little bit harder for me. And so I remember just kind of looking around and like, oh, you know, he's kind of cute. And I knew he was getting good grades in the class. And so I kind of, you know, attached myself and said, hey, you know, would you help me tutor me a little bit?
Well, will I?
Yeah. So that's kind of what happened. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Come over to my house.
That's right.
My place.
So that's how it all started, in organic
chemistry.
How
long was it before he invited you to come over to my apartment, and I've got a really nice kitchen table. We can sit down and get some stuff done.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a couple weeks. Okay, yeah. Couple weeks. Yeah. Just a couple weeks. We kind of, you know, started talking in class a little bit, and then we met up for, you know, tutoring sessions.
Yes. So you guys, how long before you got married? When did you get married?
We graduated from college. About a year after that, we got engaged. And about a year after that, we got married. So I always say that I was like a child bride, because I was 23 when I got married. Mm-hmm. So, which is young these days. You know, people are in their 30s sometimes getting married now. But yeah, we were very young when we got married.
What's your husband's name?
His name is Mike.
And what's he do for a living?
Is
he still working?
Yeah, he still works. So we both got biology degrees, and I went a different avenue, getting more into the sales side of things. But he actually runs a lab over at WashU in St. Louis, and he's been there for 20-some years doing that. So he runs a lab that's genetic focused. So they do testing, sequencing, things like that for personalized medicine for the university.
I see. Do you have any children?
We do. We have two kids.
Yes.
We have two kids. One is a recent graduate of U of I. He's just moved back, living with us again, started big boy job. Yep. And then my other daughter, she also goes to U of I. She's a sophomore.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought your kids would be like in grade school or something.
No. Aw, that's nice. I told you I was a child bride.
That's right. I forget about that. So that's great. And now, and the reason you were very successful, okay, in working in business. Mm-hmm. What was your business? What'd you do?
So I retired in the pharmaceutical industry. When I graduated from college, I really didn't know what I was going to do with this biology degree. It was kind of like a last ditch effort. I was one of those people that said I was going to go to medical school when I graduated from high school. So mm-hmm. I started taking some biology classes. I changed my major like 10 times. I was accounting. Mm-hmm. I was fashion.
Remind me of Jenna.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy. I just could not settle on anything. And then around my junior year, it was like, I just kind of got back into the biology classes. You know, my, mm-hmm. my new boyfriend was in those classes, so I decided to stay.
Yes.
And that's what we graduated with, both of us. And I went immediately working into the lab, because that's really all I knew that I was going to be able to do with a biology degree at the time. Mm-hmm. And I worked in the lab for like a month, literally, and was like, no, I've got to do.
Oh, got to get out of
I got to get out of here. So I stayed for about, 6 months or so. I moved into some customer service and tech support roles at the company that we worked for. It was a biotech company in St. Louis. And
did you get into sales?
I did get into sales, but I decided that I wanted to get into sales. And, it took me a year to get my first sales job. And that's something that I talk to so many young people. They're like, I want to get into sales. I want to kind of live the life that you live, or mm-hmm. whatever. And, you know, it takes hard work to get into sales. But once you're in, I mean, it's kind of like sky's the limit. I was in sales for 20 years. And retired as a vice president of business development for a clinical research company that does all the testing for the drugs that are going to be approved by the FDA, to very simplify.
Okay. question.
Yes.
For those listening that think, you know what, I want to be like her. I want to make some money. I want to be successful.
Uh-huh.
What are some habits that you think people need to have, or you've had, or you could share with us?
I would say number one is delusion. You just literally need to have this in your mind that you're going to make this happen. If you want something, you have to just be ready to go for it. So that's a huge thing. Mm. You know, you have to just know that you can make it happen. That's number one.
You can imagine it.
You have to. Imagine. It's like a manifestation almost, but not a manifestation where you just keep saying it and it's going to happen. You have to say it, but then do the work.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a big thing.
But you can manifest things.
You can.
I mean, it happens to me all the time.
I totally believe that. Yes. There has to be some action behind it. But yeah, you just
say it. You know why that works? Is because when you manifest it and it's in your mind, right? And you're thinking, this is what I want. This is the direction I wanted it. And then what happens is you get this. I mean, you probably know this. You can probably, this is the way I feel about it is, you have decisions, things come, and you have to make choices. And you find yourself making the choices that are going towards your manifestation.
That is so true. Exactly what you're saying. I was talking to a coach because I still use coaches to help me regularly when I'm kind of struggling with things. I sometimes would have this kind of guilt like, oh, I just got lucky, or I got where I am because I'm lucky. And they always are telling me, no, you had to make choices to put yourself in those positions to receive what was coming for you. And that kind of goes back to the manifestation. It's crazy.
I know it is crazy, but you know, I mean, it's happened to me and I believe it.
Yes.
You start thinking about something, you know, and you start thinking about it. And then it happens. And then you go, huh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So true.
So you were successful. You retired and time to retire and take it easy and go on vacations and do all those things. Of course, your husband is still working.
He's still working.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me about you finally retired. What was your thoughts then? What were you going to do?
Well, honestly, one of my.
Well, one second.
Oh.
I forgot to let everybody know that, hey, if you're just joining us, I have Beth Heinz with me, and she's a Heinz, like the ketchup.
Like the ketchup, yep.
Yes. She's telling her story, which is a good one. And so, anyway, go ahead, tell me.
So your question was, what was I going to do when I retired?
Yes.
That's something that I think probably a lot of people don't think about when they are deciding to retire, and you just never know what's going to happen. I'll just back up a little bit because it kind of goes back to the manifestation is knowing about, deciding I was going to retire early. That was a big thing.
One of your goals.
Right, right. So, I would say one of my hobbies was interior decorating. I've always, we've built four houses. I've spent a lot of time decorating homes. Friends have always asked me, oh, you want to help decorate my house, that type of thing. So when I retired, I said, oh, I'm just going to start this interior decorating business. And I quickly, probably after a couple of months, realized I was meant for more. Not that there's anything wrong with interior decorating, but I realized that it was not bringing me the joy that I thought it would be, and I wanted to kind of just do that as a side project for fun. So from there, I kind of started getting on social media, just kind of posting like some lifestyle content. I just realized that I had so many interests that trying to pin myself down with one thing was not going to keep me satisfied.
Hey, now when you were working in your working career, did you have any extra time to do things that you wanted to do, or was it just work, work, work?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I mean, I did do, so I did decorating. I was kept very busy with my kids. I had little piddly hobbies here and there, but I definitely didn't have time to put in with some of the projects that I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you have kids, that's a big project.
Yeah, it's a big project. And then when the kids leave,
he's a big project.
He's a project. Yes, yes. I've helped him grow so much. Yes. No, the kids. I mean, it becomes your identity for sure. And then when they go away to college, you think that it's going to be this horrible thing. Like, it's going to be so sad. And oh my gosh, when I mean, I cried when my son was probably a sophomore in high school. I started crying and getting emotional just random times thinking about him leaving for college in 2.5 years, you know? Oh. So I had this like negative like cloud over me thinking it was going to be so terrible.
Brendan and I were the same way.
Yeah. And then when he left, it was like I actually had like a different relationship with him and it was fun. And we, you know, we'd go to parents' weekends and we could do so many different things. And same thing with my daughter. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, you know?
I can remember when the kids all got out of the house. We had 4 kids, and they were like, boom, 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 boom. And when they all left, Brenda and I, we got to start over again. You know, it's like back when we were single.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When we first got together. And we really kind of started enjoying that. You know, then went, you know, like just – maybe a few days after Michael got out of the house. He's living on his, he was our youngest.
Uh-huh.
And then we hear this knock at the door. So I go to the door, open it up, and it's him. You know, I say, what do you need? I thought you moved.
I thought you moved. You're like, you're kind of like infringing on my time and my space now.
Oh, well, I'm kind of hungry.
Aw.
Okay, come on, Andrew.
I know. It's crazy. They still need you. So, like, that's the thing is I love just telling people when their kids are getting ready to go away to college. I know so many like younger moms that are like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And I like just to tell them, hey, it's not going to be as bad as you think it's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's good. Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll still be back. They're around all the time. I mean, my son graduated, and he's living in my basement now. And yeah. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've got Michael. He's working with us here at the station. And
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we have fun with that. So your advice then, what's your advice to young people going into an occupation as far as one is manifest yep. what you want to be, right?
Yep.
What else?
So I would say my number one advice is find good mentors. So this was something that I say I was so fortunate. Every single job that I had, I found a mentor. And it wasn't always just my direct supervisor, mm-hmm. but it was somebody that I always looked up to that was always willing to give me advice. Even when I was trying to get my first sales job, I had kind of met this woman that was in sales and she was my coach to help me get my first sales job. So I think that's something that is so important. And sometimes young people are afraid to ask for help or, you know, they don't think that, you know, or maybe they're intimidated. Like they might say, oh, that person's not going to. But I can guarantee you anybody that has expertise in something is always going to want to talk about it and help
people. They love to.
People.
Everybody loves to talk about what they know.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So that's my number one piece of advice. And then, you know, I would say another thing that is very important is understanding the fact that if you're trying to climb that corporate ladder and trying to get higher up in whatever you do or get that end goal, is to understand that there's going to be times of your career that you're going to be doing extra work and not getting paid for it.
And no pay.
Yeah, meaning you're taking on extra projects, you're taking on, you know, different things at the job, and you're not going to get paid for those. And that's okay because you're getting experience. And so don't just think because you add on a different responsibility that you should get paid extra money for that, because people are always watching the people that are working without having those expectations. And they almost kind of become your mentors. Like, I'll give you a great example. So when I started my last job, the woman that I was working for, she, you know, I was doing all these things and I felt like I was doing a good job. And one day she asked me, you know, what are your goals? You know, like, what do you want to do with the rest of your career? And I said, oh, I want to be a regional manager someday in sales, you know, for some company. And she looked at me and she said, no, I've been watching you. You're going to be a CEO someday, you know? And so it was just like, yeah, someone is always watching you that can help you. And so don't just expect.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So any other advice?
No, I think those are the three things: manifestation, mentorship, and, you know, working when no one's watching.
Yes.
Because someone is always watching, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Everybody's watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you're retired and you've been retired for a couple years
mm-hmm.
and now you have your projects in line. You had your projects all listed, like this one. How are the projects going?
They're going great. Every day is different, that's for sure. I'm still doing some consulting in my industry, so that kind of feeds that side of my brain. For example, I'm going to Germany in January to run a sales meeting for a company. They hired me to come and basically teach their team strategic selling and, you know, how to expand their business practices and things like that. So that'll
that's
be super
nice.
Fun.
How long will you be over there?
Just about a week. Yeah, just for their annual sales meeting. And in my career, I've ran so many sales meetings for teams that I actually manage, but this is my first time doing it for a team that I'm not managing, but coming in as an outside person. So I'm excited for that.
Yes, that does sound fun. And you'll actually get paid for it, which is kind of
exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. Yeah, I get paid for that project.
Yes.
Yeah.
And get a free trip over. Are you bringing anybody with you or going by yourself?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I definitely will, you know, pop over somewhere else while I'm there, you know, mm-hmm. not sure where, but just signed the contract on that last week. So now I got to make the plans.
I see. Yeah. Well, I know one thing when we talked a little bit that you're really community minded now.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, that's kind of your goals now is not so you don't need to make any more money.
Right.
But what you want to do is, you know, help the community, help people in the community, make it a better community because of the things that you're coming up with. You
yep.
can help.
Yep.
Every community needs people like that, for sure. And we're going to get into that.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But we've kind of ran out of time on this episode.
Oh, okay. That went fast.
It did. It went fast. So we're going to pick up where we left off, and then we're going to talk about all the things that you have going on in your community.
Okay.
And so we can spend some time on that.
Great.
So,
can't
right.
wait.
So we'll see you next episode. So take care. Better.